Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
Oh, I'm good. Kids are asleep or at least in bed.
That's good. Are you in an urban area or rural area?
Austin, Texas. Okay, so fairly urban.
You're urban, yeah. So I can see the rurals kind of getting away with it, like the Montanas and the Utahs and the South Dakotas. But
that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so go ahead. Do you have questions?
Yes, two primarily. So okay. I'm still fairly new coach.
Okay.
And I teach varsity and then kind of run the program from 5th through 12th grade for our private school. And so the program has grown exponentially since I arrived. This is my 4th season.
That's good.
And it is. It's great. It's a great problem to have. And so the first is just kind of keeping that momentum and the train going. So for example, to kind of just paint the broad picture, this is my 4th season. So first year, I inherited a bunch of seniors and we had a total of 10 players. And we went the furthest into state that the school had ever been. It was the best season, one district, all those things. And so that galvanized me and everyone else kind of confirmed that I made a good career switch out of consulting into teaching and coaching.
Okay.
And then I graduated all those seniors. The next year I had one win and that was hard. That was
the best thing about juniors is they become seniors, but that is true. I know it's yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't have any juniors my first year. So I had zero seniors my second year.
Yeah, that's hard.
And it was essentially a JV team with one legitimate starter to carry on over, carry over from the previous year.
Okay.
And then You know, we fought and battled, never lost a fourth quarter, but we just were outmatched.
Yeah, that happens. Okay.
And then last year, it was a team of a great talent, very young team. Tons of like top 10 players. Out of the top 10 players, I think 8 were freshmen or sophomores.
Ooh, that's good.
It is. and then we made playoffs again. It was good season. That's even with some significant injuries in the middle of the year.
So explain to me how Texas works. So do you mm-hmm. go, do you jump into with everybody else, or is there like a private separate thing, or?
So preseason, we can play anyone that we want, and you know, we'll scrimmage kind of mid-level public.
Okay.
And play maybe some of that. And then district, it's all private school league.
So it's like your own little state tournament for the private.
That's right.
Okay.
And so we're mid-level, TAPS 4A, and there's 2 divisions above us.
Okay.
Of TAPS 5 and 6A.
Okay.
So the first 2 years I had about 10 players, barely could, you know, before football got done, we couldn't even scrimmage against, you know, without trying to find some solution. Last year, I had a total of 21 players. And so we could scrimmage even before the first game, and it was great, you know, and then a lot of good athletes, and some of my starters came over from the football team in December. This year, I have 34 players. So it's gone 10, 10, 21, 34.
So have you had to cut before?
No.
And are you going to have to cut this year?
Supposedly not, after conversing with the AD.
Okay.
But they also, we also aren't sure if we have the resources for 3 teams. We don't have our own court yet. We're a very new school.
Okay.
So, finding coaches and balls and court space
and uniforms, you know, and
especially in a recession in uniform. That's right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So that's one is like, okay. So
that's a good problem. It's a good problem. Cutting is the worst. It's the horrible part of my job. I hate it.
So that's the first part of the talk. The second part of the talk is purely focused on the varsity. My top player is unique. He's a 6'7", we kind of play him inside, but he's more of a natural 3 or 4, stretch 4.
He's a Kevin Durant. And
yeah, that's right.
Okay. Doesn't
have the shooting yet, but he'll get there.
Okay. And what year?
He's the smartest basketball player in the history of my program. Maybe one other player can compete, but he's very smart basketball.
Is he a sophomore?
Sophomore. Mm-hmm.
Going to be a sophomore this year?
That's right. Yes. Yeah, my sophomores and juniors –
okay.
And even some of the freshmen are ballers.
Can't teach height, baby. Can't teach height. Okay.
And then 2 through 10 or 11, it's pretty interchangeable. They have different skill sets, but the talent is pretty even, like the competitiveness and everything else. And then even 12 through 15, I can plug them in certain roles and to like 4 to 5 minutes a game for either just saving some players or like to say, hey, I need you to do this, and they'll go do it.
Right.
But I carrying 15 on varsity,
Don't do that. So I've done that. I've done that. It's hard. Yes. You can do it when they're younger, but you definitely can't do it when they're older. So let's go to the first question first.
Right. And I'm sorry, this is being recorded, correct? So I can go back. So
I can send it to you. Don't take notes. I'll send it to you tonight. Remind me and I'll send it to you. Okay. So 34. So what's your concern with the 34?
If it's only 2 teams, I mean, I can flood the schedule with games. So like kind of everything else, but it's just kind of management and how to get people enough reps and the level of talent and expertise and athleticism, competitiveness varies greatly from, top 5 to 10 to bottom 5 to 10.
So 26 to 28 is a perfect for 2 teams because you could put 15 on one and 12 on the other, and then you can always grab from the below your AAA kind of thing, like to use baseball analogy.
Sure.
30, I don't know how you do 34 with two teams. I just, right. I don't think it's possible. I mean, yeah, that'd be like, even 20 and 14 doesn't work.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, especially in the age of COVID.
It absolutely is. And some of them might not be able to play and some of those kind of things. I would definitely like, if the bottom kids are, even sophomores and juniors, like 30 through 34, I might have a discussion with them.
Sure.
Say, hey, there's a spot for you, but you're not going to play a lot. Da, 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 da. Some of those discussions that are honest, they're honest.
That's right.
I think those are fair conversations to have. Because definitely 12 through 15, you probably want to leave 12 through 15. I don't know if you call them JV or whatever your level below you.
Right.
But, 13 through 16 probably are better being the studs on the JV team. And then you grab them when you need them. Somebody gets sick, somebody twists an ankle, especially if they're that interchangeable.
That's right.
So that would be my thought with that issue. Great issue to have. If it keeps growing, you're going to eventually have three teams.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So what are you thinking offensively and defensively with your varsity team?
We were a little too complex last year, and so I want to open it up and do a little bit more free flow, spread the court. I have some good ball handlers, but the smartest player is my tall guy, and so I've been, kind of like the idea of bringing them from down low, spreading the court as the ball comes up, having the guards go down to the corners and with two shooters on the wings, have him come up after setting a couple screens at the point and running it through him, and basically a lot of motion and spread the court.
Yeah, you might want to run, I'm thinking friction maybe for you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like that.
And I've looked at triangle, especially since he's a good passer.
There's similar Princeton. And so I've got somebody that's coming to going to give it like a 3-day clinic for in middle of September. When do you start?
Early November.
Okay. So so John's going to do like a clinic on the Princeton, like 2 hours a night for 3 nights in the middle of September. So that might be something to look at. Cause both the posts and the chin, all that, you want that kid to be around it a lot, obviously. Are there other 6-7 kids that can guard him in your league?
Actually they went down a division. So not, we change divisions districts every 2 years.
Okay.
And so there's one in the team that I know of. I don't know much about the other two teams yet.
So my thought is you want to pull the guard that's guarding him away from the basket.
Right.
There's probably not going to be another big, which is going to leave lanes. So I think offensively something like a read and react / Princeton kind of thing would be really good because it'll give him more freedom. And then if you got that many guys, you're going to want to go up and down the court.
That's been my main concern with Princeton, because when I've studied it, it's kind of slow and methodical and rigorous.
It's not. I'm thinking of actually tweaking it. That's the reason I got a hold of John. There's only like 3 or 4 guys that are really. First of all, it's like clamped down. Like no one can find stuff on the Princeton. It's like crazy. So I found John earlier in the summer. I just had a podcast with him. I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, and he's gonna come. So I'll watch for that. But people think it is that, but it's not. And I think it will give a lot of that movement. And again, you can take parts of that and parts of like read and react and kind of mesh them. Like I took parts of read and react and parts of the dribble drive last year with my team and kind of meshed them together.
Okay.
Because we ran read and react, but then people got on our grill and we needed to attack. So the dribble drive might be a possibility too.
We're better at attacking than we are shooting.
You're better at attacking?
Yeah. I mean, at least last year we were.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be – so the dribble drive might be an option. I just don't necessarily want to stick him in that low corner if he needs to touch the ball more. So let me think about that. But what about full court? What are you thinking full court-wise?
I think it's going to be an intense man press with rotations to stop the dribble once someone – but up in their grill – court and then rotate to stop the ball and then find the missing person.
Well, and I think if you're that talented from 2 through 9, you're sending waves of 2 or 3 at a time, and just, you know, that your big kid you leave in a lot, but you just wave after wave. I'm not a big Grinnell 5 guys at a time thing, but I'm a good one.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think it messes up their flow. So what I like doing is like 2 or 3, sometimes 3, but normally 2 at a time every couple minutes just to keep fresh bodies. They know they're going back in. They know I'm not taking them out because of that, but I just want them to get that, especially when I'm that deep. Like, that's what I was doing this year, is like, you know, 2 minutes rest, 2 minutes rest. Now we play 18 minute halves. So we almost play a college game. So even my he can only play 16 of the 18 minutes if he's going hard. I gotta rest him. If you watch a college games, those guys, everybody comes out.
That's right.
Totally. They have to rest. You know, watch an NBA game. You know, you watch there in the last 6 minutes, Harden's sitting on the bench or Giannis is on the bench because they gotta rest them. That's how I sell it to my guys, because they watch NBA all the time. I go,
sure,
we're just like an NBA team. I gotta rotate and I gotta give you, gotta have your legs. Because the last 5 minutes, the people that need to be on the court are going to be on the court.
That's right.
Unless you're in foul trouble. So I think that's good. I think a lot, especially if you want to score off your turnovers, then is what you're telling me.
That's right. And so one of the big questions I have entering into the year is, do we attack the offensive boards or do we get back?
I think we attack.
Right? Okay.
Good. So here's my – this is somebody that's taught for 30 years. You're going to tell all 5 of them to crash the offensive boards and like 3 of them do it.
Okay.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like,
totally.
It's like you tell them to dribble it lower, you tell them to dribble at their knee and they end up dribbling at their hip. So they never do it what you tell them to do. So I'm always convinced that if I crash all 5 and a weird bounce happens and you get it and go the other way, how often does that really happen? Not very often. Right, because they're worried about boxing them out, not getting offensive rebounds, and all those kind of things. Yeah. So I'm a firm believer that it's the stats teacher in me. The cost benefit is so much better when you crash the boards. And it's I don't know if you've listened to my podcast before, but I've always said that the offensive glass is like the selfish part of the game. Like, they get to shoot it if they get it. So they want to go get that ball because they get – it's like the Dennis Rodman kind of thing.
That's right.
So, no, I think if you're doing this and you're thinking you're going to pressure and push the ball up the court, send them all to the glass.
Okay. And then we just pick – if they get the rebound, if it's a defensive rebound, then we just pick them up right there.
Oh, yeah. And then if you're really feeling good about it, then you trap them.
Yes, okay.
Most people don't press. That's something I've been playing with, about pressing on misses rather than pressing only on makes.
That's right.
And it's something you really have to practice. The people I've talked to is like, it's got to be a routine in like the half court, where you maybe even go to, you know, you go in 5-on-5 and then they get it. You got to work on it and let them try to get it to half court. You don't even have to go the full court, but just, it's that.
I have a great drill for that. Cutthroat, where it basically like 3 groups of 4.
Okay.
And the half court line, you know, or 3 groups of 5 even. And so it's 5-on-5-on-5, but it's front court defense. And as soon as the half court happens, they stop playing defense, but then the other team can pick them up right at half court. So it can be 10-on-5 in right there in the interim. Turnover, wherever the turnover happens, the other team just takes it and goes, and you pick them up immediately, or you go and score and you're playing to a certain point, or you're playing and until the clock runs out and whoever is first, second, and third runs or doesn't.
I love that. I run a variation of that. I love that. Just to get them to think on the fly is so important.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is.
That's awesome. This is very helpful. This gives me some good things to think about and solve some of the
go through and then what I tell people is go through it and then come back if you have quite like, I tried this, what do you think of this? Sure. Even if you have like, your team's going to be very similar to last year's.
It is, but deeper. Last year I had the senior, and he's an all-state type of player, but more of an athlete than a true basketball player.
Okay.
And the ball would stick in his hands a little bit too much. And so I learned by the end of the season, once the confidence of my freshmen and sophomores caught up, by district or mid district, I should say,
right.
We played better many times with the senior on the bench because right. They would just watch him.
The ball sticks. It's like the Michael mm-hmm. Jordan problem. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted me to watch something too, I can watch some film and then and come back to you.
Oh, wonderful.
If you want me to do that too. Sure. I had a coach yesterday, the day before, say, and then we can come back and just say, hey, watch this 5-minute spurt and tell me what you think.
Absolutely.
Because I was talking to a coach two or three days ago, and I had watched some film with him. So I kind of feel like I know his team now, so I can help a little better. If I sure. don't really know these guys, it's hard. I'm guessing a little bit.
Right.
But if I've watched enough film in my life, swear to God, that if I watch 5 minutes, I can probably tell you more. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So yeah, send me after we get off, send me an email and then I'll send you this so you can,
okay.
You can listen to it, whatever you want. And then, that'll give you a reminder to, you know, just send me a little clip and then in a couple of weeks we can get together and talk for sure.
Okay. And I assume you're on Huddle or I can send it.
You can send it to Huddle. That's yep.
Okay.
Huddle will work. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, awesome. Coach.
Thanks.
Greatly appreciate your podcast and your time.
Yeah. Oh, I hope. I'm never sure if anybody listens. I'm glad you listen.
Oh, it's one of the top two or three that I go to. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's fun. All right. See ya. Bye.
Awesome.
Hey everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.